Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Better at Beach podcast. My name is Mark Burke, and for this episode, we had a private one-on-one meeting with one of our members in the Complete Player program. So Ryan is one of our Complete Players, which means that he gets access to our entire library of courses and workout programs. He also gets our private community where he can post his videos of his technique, his workouts, any drills that he does, and then the Better at Beach coaches and myself go in there and help him with those videos and help him make the next step. So this ended up being a private meeting between me and Ryan, and I think you're going to get a lot out of it. Now, Ryan is a former athlete who is 27 and he's starting to pick up beach volleyball again. And he really wants to make the push to be a consistent open level player. However, he hasn't yet won an A or a double A tournament. So we talk a lot about his goals. We give him step by step chances to improve. And one of the main takeaways that we have from this episode, if you listen to nothing else, you don't continue beyond this point. Choose your weakest skill. Figure out what skill is going to give you the most bang for your buck if you work on it. And then take a 2 or 3 week period and figure out how you can get 1,000 repetitions of that skill. Keep track. Write it on a piece of paper. Give yourself a little checkbox, and every time you do 50, boom, check that off and see if you can actually start to work towards your goal and start to pad your weaknesses and strengthen your strengths. Most of us know that we don't like to hit a certain shot, or we struggle with a certain type of set, or we struggle with certain types of serves, but then we want to fix it. However, we just don't set an actual plan to fix it. In this episode, this private meeting between me and him, you will hear a lot of plans and a lot of easy ways, easy wins that you can get to upgrade your skill levels. Now, if you are a coach or a club director and you're listening to this is going to be big for you. I've seen so many coaches that know that their team struggles with a certain thing, and then they don't plan out their next 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks of training in accordance with what they know is going wrong. We end up chasing so many rabbits, and then we still end up frustrated at the end of a month when we said, oh, we need to improve this. Have you set a plan of action for a long period of time and then set some tests to see if what you did can actually has actually improved those things? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. It's just a one-on-one chat, coach to player, and I know that you are going to get a lot out of it. There are some easy wins within it. If you want to have your own meetings like this, we have group and private meetings available for our basic training, our complete players, and for our basic coach academy and our complete coach academy. If you want to check those out, the links are going to be around this video. Of course, you could always just head over to our website, betteratbeach.com. And that's it from me. Let's get into the show. Ryan, what's up, man?
How's it going?
Going well.
Yeah.
If my daughter starts screaming or putting her fingers in electrical sockets during the meeting, I'll take care of it and then
Yeah. So it sounds like a good priority to have.
Yeah.
So you just joined, huh? You're pretty fresh.
Yeah, a couple weeks, I think. Something like
that. Okay. Tell me a little bit about yourself. What are your goals and then anything that you want to tackle today?
By myself, I play volleyball on like the actual worst club team you've ever heard of in Wisconsin in high school. So me and a bunch of basketball buddies were like, let's try volleyball. And we were literally terrible. Anyway, so I played middle. So all I did was hit and then got back into volleyball like a year ago. and wanted to see where I can go. I feel like I have a lot of like unfinished business athletically. Like I locked onto a team, D1 track team in college, and got
a full D1 team.
Yeah, but it was a long shot. They had a bunch of seniors that were about to graduate, and so they were taking a shot on me dropping a bunch of time to stay on the team, and I didn't drop the time. So I got cut, and then I just felt like I got in like crazy good shape for that, and then just did nothing with it for a bunch of years. And so getting close to, I'm like 27 right now, so I feel like I have a ticking, like if there's a clock on my athleticism. Like obviously it's not over yet, but
yeah, you got like 18 years left.
Yeah, I don't have forever, so I'm like, I still want to figure out how to do something. So anyway, so I got back into volleyball and kind of fell back in love with beach volleyball and doing something like more athletic than just track, which is just like sprint around the track as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, anyway, I got back into it and wanted to go as far as I can. I'm currently in Salt Lake doing like AA open level stuff, like dabbling.
Oh, you're in Salt Lake.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, though.
Yeah, I coached
like 8 months. During the
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Okay, I remember hearing about that. But yeah, so current goals are I want to be competitive and winning open level tournaments. I think right now if I get a good defender, I've taken a couple of fifths, but I want to get to the point where I'm one of the better guys out here in Salt Lake, and then I would love to just take it to the moon. If AVT happens, I'd love to get there or just see what I can do. I figured I'm going to go all in on it until I'm 30 and see where it goes from there and then reevaluate. So
great.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool question. Have you won an A and a AA team?
You know what? I was actually thinking about that. I have not, because I often find people, because I'm new-ish, I'm not like getting like great defenders. I'm finding people that are like haven't already got partners.
Okay.
So I haven't actually won. I don't think I've won. I've won a bunch of leagues, but I haven't actually won any of the tournaments. So I think I've done really well, like moved my way up. I started at like double B just to like remember how to play volleyball.
Yeah.
But obviously like I'm like 6'4" and a decent vert. So it's like, that's not really my skill level. So it was just like,
yeah, it's kind of like defense. Not
it's athletic, like,
but like volleyball. Like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So it was like, I'm in the wrong, I have to like tone it down if I play. So anyway, but no, I haven't actually won like a double A or an open or even an A yet.
So to me, that's got to be the first stepping stone, right? There is, and Jake Gibb talked about this a long time ago. He's like, yeah, I think just everybody who's kind of athletic and skips straight to open and learns about losing kind of early, like, yes, you're playing better competitors. Hopefully you learn and you pick up, but you know, there's something to be learned from finishing a tournament all the way through and knowing what it's like to have a semifinal point on the line, the championship point on the line, playing until the end of the day and wrapping that up and knowing, okay, I did that. Now what's my next step? And like, next step would be what? Breaking pool or like winning an open, which depending on your neighborhood could be easier.
And it depends on who shows up too.
And then we got to build up those finishes.
Hmm.
Right, so you're telling me that, like, hey, maybe AVP, but we haven't won a double A yet.
Yeah.
So, if it were me, I would start giving you things that feel really good to achieve, are achievable, and then you can be like, yes, check that off the box, so that at least you see this escalating step. You got a fifth and open. That's awesome. I think we go back to win a double A. And I think in Salt Lake, sometimes they only have A. They have like A and open sometimes.
Double A's picked up a ton, at least since I've been here. They had a tournament a couple weeks ago that they had to split it to triple A. Like they had so many people, they split it from double A to and triple A. So,
okay.
Yeah. It's getting there. And I think as summer kicks in, too, like over the winter, it kind of dies down a little bit. Like
it's teams that show up.
Yeah. But then, yeah, this next one, I have one coming up on Saturday that I'm playing open with, and then next Saturday I'm doing double A as well. So I'm doing both the split days, so I'm going to do both.
Okay. Well,
But I feel like that does make sense. I've thought about that too. Like, I feel like I've gotten my head kicked in a bit and open, just like because I can compete, but it's like we said, I'm not winning them yet. So it's like I've gotten in the habit of like, how am I going to mitigate the loss here? Like, how am I going to try to avoid losing? And it's like I want to get in the habit of like, I'm here to win. I'm gonna win. Like, I would like to build that habit and like that skill of winning. So I have thought about that a lot of like, is it worth, I think it's worth still, like, to me, it makes sense to still get the reps in open if someone's willing to sign up with me, but like put the focus on the double A. Is that what you would say?
Okay. Train with the open guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Play in the open league.
Yeah.
Tournaments. Even though everybody's gonna like, you play in the open league and yet I've never won a double A, so I don't know where you guys are telling me that, like, you know, I'm not
doing. Yeah.
And as soon as I do run a double A, I'm going to go up to open, but you can't call me a sandbag if I've never won.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the guys who you mash in A and double A, they will call you a sandbagger, but I think you're going to be challenged in the semis and finals.
Yeah. Yeah. Which I have. It's been exactly that. It's like you kind of cruise through the first couple rounds, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, this is a team that they're both high-level double-A guys, and it's like, oh, yeah, we can't hang anymore. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense.
So that would be my path, and then, you know, like, maybe we could just start writing it out. For me, when I started getting to AVP and then started qualifying, it was about finishes, but for me, it was more about the people that I put a target on their back. And I said, that's the guy I'm going to beat next time. And then I did. I started like knocking them off. Like John Mayer and Billy Allen were big on my list because I was like, I'm an inch taller than these guys. I feel like we're at the same athleticism. Why are they getting like 2 and 3 places higher than me? So then I started studying them, and then I started B. Right. So, number one, it helps you study a player. So you start figuring out how do I beat a certain player, and then does that person. Does that style match somebody else? It's like, this is, name your guy, Renzo, right?
Yeah.
This is a Renzo. I know everybody that plays like Renzo. Last time I beat a Renzo like this. So that's how I'm going to apply it to this match.
Hmm.
Yeah. So putting targets on people's backs actually helps you because anytime you're looking at volleyball or they're posting their matches or you're sitting on the side doing nothing during a tournament, you should be keeping shot charts. You should be understanding like, every time he's been in trouble or awkward, he hit that janky cut shot. Nobody's picking up on it.
Yeah.
Right? Every time, Renzo especially, anytime he serves in deep, like, he gets jacked up, and you have to see that happen over time in order to start paying attention to it, and then you can start seeing it faster.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I feel like something that I've been, working on a lot is I still feel a little, like, self-conscious, like, not confident in the basics, and so I feel like it doesn't open up. Like, I feel like I am good at, like, picking up things that are having critical thinking when I'm, like, in rhythm. So it's, like, once I can forget about worrying about, like, oh, am I going to make this pass? I can, like, forget about that. Then I start being able to focus on them. I feel like I'm in my head a lot of, like, oh, I got to make sure I'm doing well. And I feel like I'm not super confident in all of the skills yet. So it doesn't open up my brain power to, like, observe the other team and pick up on cues. But they're, like, I guess, honestly, like, reps is probably the main thing, just, like, getting more confident. But is there anything else I could work on with that to, like, on the fly start to like pick up on tendencies and like stuff like that?
Yeah. I'm getting a lot of Facebook messages. Is this people? Oh, never mind. It's Logan.
Oh, nice.
You know, I would say you've got to give yourself one word similar. You need goals, right? So the problem that we have with passing or when a skill goes wrong is that we chase all of the rabbits that might have made that skill go wrong. You know, you think footwork, then you think hands, then you think like, oh, maybe I should have held something. So you've got to choose days, not only matches, but days of saying, this is what I'm doing. This is the one part of this skill that I'm nailing today.
Mm.
And then see if you can just do that. So what do you think your
the skill that you have the least confidence in?
Well, I would say passing, just like, because I have so few like lifetime reps at that. Like when I played middle, I basically never passed, and I've played a lot of like fours and things where I'm not that, like, it's not on me to pass. Like, it's very rare that I had tons of like hard service pressure. So, like, into a tournament, like the open tournament, it's like all of a sudden I'm getting the service pressure because people know that's not as much of a strength for me. So, it's like all of a sudden I'm getting these hard close serves that I've never seen before, or I rarely see. It's like, oh, shoot, I need to like, but I feel like if I can dial in passing and make that a consistent thing that I don't have to worry about, like my game goes up exponentially. And that's what I've heard from a lot of people I've played against. Like, getting that confident, it's like, okay, you can. And to sign out with everyone, once I'm in system or once I have a good pass up, it's just like, I get beat a lot. I'm like, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, when the ball's not in the right place, your offense, everybody's offense immediately goes down. Setters start to struggle. And then you're like, come on, I need a set. And you're like, well,
yeah, but you,
yeah, I needed the one out of three passes that I didn't get into a rhythm.
Yeah.
So there are weird little problems there. How much of your warm up are you spending in serve receive?
In serve receive, it's funny that I identify that as an issue, but then don't do anything about it. But I actually don't know that I do much warm up for serve receive. Like, I should just have my partner serve at me, start just to get ready.
Yep.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. John Mayer, you know, he's the LMU coach. Same thing. He got to, I think, in the number 3 or 4 team in the U.S., and definitely like top 50 internationally. But the peppering is an absolute waste of time.
Yeah, I feel like that a lot too. I'm just like, that's what people seem to want. I'm like, I need you to serve. Like, yeah. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So if you can line up, you know, if you bring 4 or 5 more balls, put them behind the service line for your partner and say, okay, like, let me get into a rhythm first. Hit me some topspin from back there. Hit me some topspin from back there. And then, all right, now that I feel like my tough is warmed up, now game serves me. Beat me on my half. Like, do everything you can to beat me on my half, because you need variable reps. You can't just, like, tell him to do the same thing over and over so you feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So, and anyway, back to John Mayer. He does it better. The first thing he did at every training was go to one side of the court, put his partner or his coach on the other side, and see balls going over the net. Because that's what serve receives, that's what free balls are. You're never passing a ball when it's coming from your side.
Yeah. Yeah.
You always pass back to your partner, right? So if you dig and pass back to the place where the ball came from, theoretically you're practicing passing over.
Yeah.
So I would say if you can get your partner on board to say, like, I'm refuse to pepper for more than a minute, maybe 90 seconds.
Just get the blood up and then go.
And get over the net as soon as possible. If you can get away, if you can find a partner that doesn't need to pepper at all and say, oh yeah, I'd actually serve and serve receive is the most important part of the game. Yes, we should.
Yeah, yeah. And especially for me, because I do feel like that is like the biggest gap for me. It's like, if you want us to succeed in this tournament, get me serve receive reps before it's points on the line. Like, yeah.
Yeah, imagine
that's how we're going to
be able to do. The first serve they see is the first point of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have like less than a year of like some leagues sometimes a week worth of like serve receive reps in my like muscle memory. So it's like, all the ones that I can get, I need them. So it's like, let's do this now. Get that warmed up so that's not the first time I've seen a pass.
Yeah. She always does this during my meeting.
I was going to say. It's adorable.
She gets bored with volleyball.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, not that interesting anymore, Dad.
Yeah. But that's all right. Okay. And then practices, leagues. Oh, let's say, well, how many times a week are you playing?
Currently, the strength league I'm in. 1, 2, 3. So I'm in 2 co-ed fours and then a doubles. So 3 leagues. And then I just signed up for a double A training group on Fridays.
Right. Oh, so, they started a training group. I like that.
Yeah. Chris Allen just started doing it, which I've done some trainings with him too. And he I feel like the way he verbalizes works really well for me. Like he's good at that. So it's going to be helpful. I think Pablo, who's also in with Better Beach, is going to be there too. So we'll get to hang out.
Cool. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Pablo's great.
Yeah.
He's awesome. We can't start with Acid Improvement last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, like, he's real.
Yeah, I played with him a while. Like, I played with him last summer. And I think we're both still pretty raw, so it didn't go super great, but it'd be good to get some more reps with him coming out.
Yeah. Okay. So then, let's set some achievable goal, right? That sounds like 4 times a week or 5.
Yeah. Or
4.
That'll change in a couple weeks. I'm going down to just the doubles because I feel like the 4s, I'm not getting super like quality. It's just like I'm learning how to set bad or hit bad sets is basically all I'm doing. So it's like I'm learning bad habits and then not benefiting from it when it comes to like what I actually want to get better at. So I'm cutting out the co-ed unless I'm going to go like sub just for fun tonight.
And when you do a time analysis on it.
Oh, it's so, yeah.
An hour and you've touched, I don't know, 20, 30 balls.
Yeah. And right now, like, attacking is not my weak. Like, as far as low-hanging fruit, that is nowhere close. So it's like, I don't need to be getting more reps just attacking. And that's basically all I'm doing in these. And then the time, and I was like, I drive 35 minutes just to get to sandbar. So it's like, including drive time, it's like, so not worth being up there for.
So let's try this. Let's try to get your minimum. And this is like minimum out of game serve receives, like passes from the service line,
mm-hmm.
200 a week, right? So that's just if you can keep like a pitch counter or you just go over and like every 10, you just make a hash, just keep one sheet of paper or throw it into your notes on your phone and just write a hash every time you get 10.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get to the point, and, you know, Kobe, different level, he's doing thousands of shots a week.
Right. 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 Which I would love, yeah.
If you can get more, if you're obsessed with the game and you can get in there, like, you can get 200 passes in an hour, right? Mm-hmm. If you get people who want to work on your serve, you put that out on Sandbar Subs, be like, hey, I went to the court. I just want to do serve receive and serve for an hour. Does anybody do that? Every time I put that message out on Sandbar Subs, I got 31 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then it doesn't really matter what level it is either because you're not playing.
Right.
Right. We'll say, don't let 4 people go. Split the cost with 3 so that you never have the choice of deciding to play.
Yeah.
It's whole, yeah. Everybody's like, okay, we good? We good? Like, you want to play a little bit? I'll have 10 minutes. You know, like,
yeah.
In that last 10 minutes, I could have gotten any 40 more passes.
Yeah.
So if you can get 200 non-game, like out-of-game passes per week, that should be your absolute minimum goal.
Okay.
And I think that'll put you at least ahead of everybody who is a current AA low open player in terms of reps. But in terms of reps, if you want to go for it, you know, you'd be trying to see, like, can I get up to 1,000 passes a week? What would that look like? How many hours do I need to rent a court? And who do I need serving with me, passing with me?
Yeah. And with that too, would you say it's better to try, like, because sometimes it can be tricky just because I live so much further south, like out of Salt Lake. Is it worth trying to split that over multiple days just to get like the cumulative effect? Or is it still worth it to just go and do like one big day of just like hammer serve receive?
Or rest is always worth it.
Yeah.
In fact, it might be more worth it. So do you know about like intensive language training?
I don't know if I've heard of that. No.
If you do one of these apps where they remind you to do one lesson a day, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like 2-3 minutes. By the end of a year, right? If it's at 2 minutes, then you've got 600, I guess 700 minutes. Could you get 700 minutes in 2 days if you did intensive training? And then what would be the difference, right? If you go in country and it's non-stop repetition and return so much faster, just because you've gotten so many more reps in a short amount of time. So for anybody who's learning any skill, if you have available time, you dive in. That is the key. And then people who are great, people who are excellent, people who are masters, it is. It's an obsession. It's like, okay, can I get 4 or 5 hours? Like when I was playing pro, we had 2 hours of practice. And then some of the other guys were semi-pro, so they would have like other jobs. I would go for another 2.5 hours and I would be passing, serving, you know, doing a bunch of ball work. And so even from professionals, I was the one who was getting more than twice as many touches as anybody else because I had the available time.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to do a work-life balance assessment and
right.
What's worth it for you. But you've got to find the guys, and I think Pablo's a good answer, find the guys who are willing to rent a court or just find an open court. There's so many of them in Salt Lake.
There's tons, yeah.
And say like, hey, can we go to 90 minutes of serve and surf receive? Because
yeah,
to get up to 1,000 passes a week. If you set that goal and you announce, hey, I'm on a mission for before May 15th, I want to get 1,000 serve receives. Is there anybody that wants to do it with me? You know, we'll rent the court 1 day a week or something like that. And you'll be able to get up to that level.
Yeah.
But your absolute minimum has got to be 200 reps.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great goal, too, because it's just, like, by far and away the lowest hanging fruit for me of just, like, the gaps. So, all the, yeah. And I tend to be pretty passive on, like, the organizing. Like, I'm pretty introverted, so, like, being proactive on, like, get stuff going myself, like, self-starter, like, get the practice, like, be the one that sets up the practice. I'd love to show up to practice as someone organizes. Like, that's my favorite, is when I just get it right in, I get to show up. But, yeah, being, like, the self-starter, be like, no, let's organize, let's get this going. I think I need to work on that, too, of just, like, getting guys together, go do services.
Computer on the same desk?
Yeah.
I'll help you. Let's get these to the sandbar subs right now.
Yeah. Let me see, is it on? Oh, yeah. I have, like, the quadruple monitor set up with, like, work and...
Oh,
yeah. I'm like, yeah. So anytime I'm doing like video sharing, I'm like staring up here like this, trying to get it going. But
I'm at the point where like I bought the bigger laptop because I knew that the small laptop, even though it's easier to travel with, I was like, man, I'm starting to get a lot of tabs open. And
yeah,
I have the big screen in front of me. I'm like, I hate working on my laptop. I feel so inefficient with one screen.
Yeah. I'm to the point where I have triple for my work. I have like a laptop and then two monitors. If I'm just on a laptop, I feel like claustrophobic. I'm like, I can't do anything. I can't get any work done. I'm so used to having like every task. Yeah. Just so bad. But I think the tricky thing is too, just like travel time. I think there's a decent amount of people down in like Utah County area, but like, if I can find people that are down here to where I'm not having to drive like the 30, 40 minutes to solve like the sandbar every time, like that would cut like so much. And it's literally a thing. I'm just like, I just need to post about it and find the group. And I just, like I said, the self-starting part is tricky for me.
Yeah. And you might find that you like end up recruiting a serial organizer.
Yeah. Which is a dream.
You don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, I had a buddy in college who was like that. Like, he organized all the social stuff. He would find groups to go play sports with, and I was like, you're my best friend now. You're just going to tell me where I need to be, and I'll show up and play racquetball, whatever the hell it was.
And you've got Utah County Volleyball, right? You've got Utah Volleyball as a group.
Yeah.
Open Volleyball, I think. And, you know, even though it's on sand, if anybody wants to do it indoor, that's still service reps.
Yeah, true.
There's a lot of indoor players in Utah, so
there's a ton.
So can you just write like 1,000 serve receive reps by May 1st? Write that in all capitals because that'll be your. For me, I, as a marketing guy, I would call it like our sub deadline. Right, it's gonna be like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
All right. Like, oh, yeah. Struggling with my passing. I'm wondering if anybody wants to try to get 1,000 serve receives by May 1st with me. And then make it up. We can rent courts. We can meet up here.
Mm-hmm.
We can be the people who for the 10 minutes before league matches where serving and serve receiving while everybody else does their stupid circle bump.
Yeah. I did that last night, and I was just standing there like, can we do bumping up?
Circle bump is social. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I fall into the trap too. Like, I got up there and I started just by doing like the free agent thing. I was just like, hey, I literally haven't played volleyball in 10 years. Like, I need to find someone to play with. I've just like stuck with the same group the whole time just because I'm like, they're fun. I enjoy them. But I'm like, again, advocating for myself. I'm like, I want to go to a better team. I'm like, not good at that. So I'm just like, whatever. You want me to set up again? Sure, I'll play again. And so it's just like, anyway, it's definitely something I have been working on, but it's just like, sometimes I'm like, I'm going to play with these guys for like 6 months. Why am I still, like, just say no. Like, that, I think that's the thing. I can't say no. I'm not good at it.
It's tough to be a nice person.
Yeah, I think that too. I'm just like, I have a lot of the childhood baggage of like not being, I moved around a lot, so like not being accepted into groups. I'm like, I'm still that like, fourth grader who like didn't get into the cool kid group, and I'm like, I can't say no because then what if I don't get invited back? Like, dude, you're 27. Like, it's fine. You don't need these people to love you.
Yeah, and then once you get yourself one of these, you'll say no to everybody every time. So
yeah. It's so true.
Yeah. So that same post, you should put it on all of the Utah and Salt Lake volleyball Facebook groups.
Mm-hmm.
Then once somebody comments, then just DM them and try to get them like to start building a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
And then you know, okay, all right, this is my group of people. I'm going to be that. I know these guys like reps. You know, they're
going
to open play. And then just don't be shy about repeated invites. Like, I've had to do it.
Yeah.
Now I've got her where people invite me to play and I'll say, hey, can't tonight, but don't stop inviting me.
Yeah.
If I can, I'm going to do it. But not everybody says that.
Yeah.
Kind of ghosting. I feel like, oh, they never said yes. They probably hate me or whatever. Not that. It's just that people got real lives.
Yeah.
So the more people invite and the more invites I get, and I continue to use that response, it's, can't this time, don't stop inviting me.
Yeah.
Get the people that respond to that DM. Don't worry about posting it again on Friday morning or again on Sunday night. And then just piece by piece start building your WhatsApp group. But, I mean, this is something that I think Pablo, who has been in training mode for a little while,
I think yeah,
completely down.
Yeah, and he let me know, too. He's like, because he's up by, like, the U. So he's like that same like 5-30 minute drive. He's like, we can meet somewhere in between. My girlfriend just recently broke her collarbone, so I've been doing a lot of like, yeah, a lot of the like extra. I don't know, like we live together, so it's like you share the load, and I've been doing pretty much all of the load lately. So yeah, it's been cutting into it a little bit of like what I can get around, but luckily the past couple weeks she's really like been on the rise, so yeah. I think I'll be able to have that like easy free time a little bit better, but. But yeah, so he's let me know he's willing to like meet somewhere halfway or just make it work. So I need to, he'll probably be one of the first I need to shoot a text to and just see what he's got going on. So.
And just keep reminding yourself that the more people you invite to a single session, the less reps you get.
Yeah.
You can hit a 1,000 in a day. It might take you like 3 hours. You have 1,000 in a day. Nah, 1,000 would probably take like 4 hours if all you did was that.
Yeah.
And then one person would be only serving.
Right? Their shoulder would be, blow their shoulder for the week, depending on if they're doing their shoulder health.
Right. So, I think with a one person, or a three person, 2 hour session, you can push to get yourself 200 serve receive reps. And all three of the people on that court might be able to get 200.
Yeah.
Again, that'd be all you do, and you'd get, like, pissed, and it would be monotonous, but, summon all of the greats and say, how much boring work have they done to get ahead of everybody else, and that's all it is.
Yeah.
And then you get easy video content for us to help you with it.
Yeah. Okay. So what I have so far, my goal is 1,000 serve receive reps by May 1st. Got that in all caps. I just said passing is biggest hole in my game. I need more reps. Looking for people, perks if in the Utah County area, that want just straight serve receive reps.
Yeah, I do that. Yeah. Once or twice a week for serve and serve receive reps. And you copy paste that to all 5 or 6 Utah or Salt Lake Sand or all those San Mar subgroups. And, yeah, few.
Yeah.
And then just remember when you get crickets, the algorithm's working against you.
Yeah.
Not that people don't want it, it's that 90% of them didn't see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's something that I always got to get through with, like, with Chad. He's like, oh, we're posting that again. Like, you know, people are going to get bored. They're going to go, hey, look at our engagement rate. Less than 10% of people see anything we post. So yeah. It's to repeat it. If we think it's valuable information, we think it's good coaching, we've got to repeat that at least 10 times.
Yeah. 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 The only time I'm ever on Facebook is volleyball stuff. Like, I just got Facebook again. I haven't had it for like 10 years because I was like, I need it for Facebook or for volleyball. It's like, that's the only reason I'm on there.
That happens. Hopefully, if you build a strong enough WhatsApp group, then you can get off it again.
Yeah. Cool. Well, yeah, I'll get that blasted out. Because, yeah, I'm doing a Sand Hollow, their, like, camping trip tournament as well. May.
That sounds so
it's fun. Yeah, last year was windy as all hell. It was, like, so bad. Like, you set a ball, and it will move, like, 15 feet. Like, it was, like, brutal. But I think this year is supposed to be a bit calmer because it's not supposed to be as hot. Last year, it was, like, already in the high 90s that week. It was, like, second week of May, I think. And it was, like, already high 90s that week. And this time, it's only supposed to be, like, mid-80s. So I don't think it'll be as gusty. But it's a fun one, yeah. I would say if you do end up going, it's 100% get an Airbnb. Don't actually camp. If you're going and you are single, the camping trip is the fun part. Like, the campsite is the fun part.
Yeah.
But if you, obviously, you know, if you're not doing that, you want an Airbnb where you can actually get some sleep because people blast in their base all night and you're just like, dude, I have a tournament tomorrow. Like, I want to sleep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But it's a fun, super fun trip.
Cool.
Yeah. Good one. But yeah, no, this is perfect too because the timing is good because if I can get those reps by early in May, that tournament is like second week of May, so it'll be all locked in and padded up by then. So
yeah, and then you'll start finding like how easy it is, and then once you get kind of like in repetition based like a minor goal like that, then you start looking at, okay, huh, I was able to get my players, I know that this is the weakness. So if you're thinking of like a coach or a club director, like, this is the weakness that keeps breaking our games in my eyes. Hopefully you're keeping stats, but if not, you know, whatever. If you can design all of your practices now to say, we're going to talk about that. We're going to be good passers by the end of this month. That means that you have to design a month of practices where serve receive is the key. And then you got to start like having a baseball clicker. Again, if you were a coach, you'd have like a little baseball pitch counter and you would see each time somebody, one person gets to serve receive rep, and then you start really realizing, man, we're spending a lot of time not in serve receive for
it. Yeah,
it just discovered its weakness with serve receive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's hard too is like, yeah, often you get to a training group and it's like, we might do some drills. I've done like, it's like 50-50. Like, sometimes we're actually doing drills, but like, I'm not doing 2 hours of just passing, which is what I need right now. It's like, okay, we might have spent 20 minutes on passing where I got a quarter of those reps because there's 4 of us. But really, I spent 5 minutes passing today. And then we went to blocking drills. And it's like, yes, blocking is nice and I can get better at that, but that's not my hole. Like, that's not my weakness right now. Like, as long as I have a defender that can pick up something, I take up my space well. So it's just like, yeah, just doing the math on it. It's like, I'm not actually getting tons of block.
That is worth the least amount of points per game.
Yeah, yeah.
Compared to any skill.
Yeah.
Like, serving, most reps, right? Well, not technically, because you get a lot of digs at some point. But you gotta serve, so you gotta be able to just control that. And then passing. Everybody passes before they're set. So, like, the next highest repetition bang for your buck is passing. So if you don't have that, and you're spending time blocking, it's like, wait a second. How many blocks are there per game? Like actual block points per game? How many touches do you get on the ball with a pass? It's crazy that people spend time on blocking before it becomes meaningful for them to win a double A tournament, which you should write, you know, on your bathroom mirrors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
okay. And like I said,
1,000 reps by May 1st. And let's see if we can win a double A before July 1st.
Well, just let this one in next weekend and we'll be good on that.
Then we can. We celebrate.
No, like,
The next week.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a good goal. And I think I'm going to post that for the rest of the people in the group. Like, you know, nice little challenge for all the players and all the
guys.
What's your biggest weakness for coaches? What's your biggest weakness for players? What's your biggest weakness? Can you get 1,000 reps by May 1st for that?
Yeah. Got what? 20 days? So 20 days, 1,000. That's what? 50 a day?
50 a day. Easy.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Not bad. Yeah, I think the only tricky part about that with me is just finding people to serve at me.
So,
yeah. So I think I've got the time. So,
yeah. You probably the thing is you need balls. You need
Yeah. I've got two. I think Pablo has a bunch, so I'll make sure to invite him.
That's just the 10 to 15 balls.
Yeah.
And you can just turn on chase them 10 to 15, and then switch, and then says 10 to 15, and switch.
Yeah. With that too, like I have like two legit like Wilsons, but. Does it, I mean, how much will that matter? I have a couple that are just like a random old indoor ball and then like some shitty just like outdoor ball. Like I could throw those in, right? Like it's not going to be that big of a difference as far as.
It'll be a big difference, but the same technique creates the same pass. So.
Yeah.
I mean, an indoor ball, you might just have to like nudge quite a bit more. It bounces. Mm-hmm. It's a harder ball.
Yeah.
And tracking will be different, but honestly, that follows the rules of variability.
It's not a bad thing.
So,
yeah. Okay. I was going to ask you, since I got you, I asked Matt this the other week, how critical do you think location is for, like, moving up? Like, obviously, right now, I haven't even won AA, so I don't think, like, moving to California makes any sense yet. But, like, at some point, do you feel like just getting to a location with high-level guys is, like, critical, or do you think staying in your spot and just like working on your game and still be effective? Like, at what point would you say, yeah, I need to get to Southern California? Let's just say that.
The reason why Southern California and Florida are hotbeds is because of the ease of training, right? So you have access here to hundreds, if not thousands of players that once you find and once you get in the group, these people, I don't know what they do for work, but somehow they get
back
in noon, 2, 4, 6. Like, they can play all day, every day. Mm-hmm. And there's so many of them. If within your neighborhood or your area, you can get the crew that makes training super easy for you, super convenient. You know, you can drive there in 5 to 15 minutes and you know that there will always be people there. That's what California provides.
Yeah.
Is this unending fire hose to the mouth of volleyball and players and, you know, courts. If you don't have a problem getting court time, if you don't have a problem getting consistent players who will always show up and you never have to cancel a practice or you never have to worry, like, you lose a practice because the fourth guy doesn't show up and you got a Rolodex where you can be like, hey, Joey didn't show up. Can you make it? Yep, I'm there. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have here. I could literally like call within 15 minutes and somebody A or above will show up to my practice.
Yeah.
So if you can make playing easy, repetitions easy, that's your number one.
Yeah.
Now, so if you move to California, you realize how expensive it becomes.
Right.
That can make your prioritizing work. And then you start working more than you play volley. And so that's happened to some people as well, you know, where they started sacrificing volleyball reps for a different type of job, and that's what takes it there. So
that's one thing to ask there.
But the main thing is ease of reps. You know, there. Yeah. How many beautiful, beautiful jump shots were barbed in the countryside in Indiana because somebody just
well, like a basketball hoop in their driveway.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not about the best coaches. There's tons of great players that were carved out in every city in the world. It's just availability of repetitions.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's similar to what Matt was saying too. It's like you can make it work wherever you are. It just depends on finding the right group and yeah.
That's it.
As long as it's making it easy. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
And then once you're dominating all of them, right? And there's no one left to like challenge you or no coach that you believe could get you to that next level, then that's when you make the move.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you can't get the reps, if you can't get the court time, and you can't get the coach or the competition, it doesn't have to be both. Like Taryn, Clove and Nuss,
right?
They stayed in Louisiana. Is there
people
that can beat them in Louisiana? No, but they had access to two different volleyball complexes and access to their coach who they believed in.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like that team that said, no, we don't have to. And Mongren, same thing.
Yeah.
In the Midwest, like he had his crew of five or six guys that he knew they would show up every time, no matter what, to play.
Hmm.
And he was able to play at a very high level for a very long time. Still is.
All right.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Well, sweet. Appreciate you. I got the one-on-one today. That's perfect.
How about that? And next week, we'll be a little bit more organized because we're changing everything since we added the coach.
Yeah.
And did you sign up for the year or the 39 month?
So I snuck in right before you changed it on the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. All right. So then, yeah, you get the live meetings going forward. Everybody on the 39 will just get the community and the courses. Everybody who signs up for the full year, they get the live meetings. And then, now we've got the elite packages, which include, unlimited camps and classes for everybody plus private one-on-ones. So
nice. So yeah, that one is you can literally, if you show up to any of the camps, you're in basically, right? Well, I guess you sign up, obviously.
Yeah, cool. We just don't have accommodation or travel.
Yeah.
So
I was thought about bumming down to Hermosa and just come car camp or something and make a couple of them, but haven't made it happen yet. Yeah. Be sweet.
And we're gonna add some AAA offensive intensives and some defensive intensives, but those are like 6 hours on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So just keep an eye on the events page.
Okay.
We'll push out eventually, but yeah.
Sweet.
Like I said, we got reps for days out here.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. It's not too bad of a drive. I think it's like 10 hours maybe if I drive the way I do. So it's not a bad one to make it out there. So
yeah.
Do a long weekend of it.
$5 flight.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, you can find them still occasionally, but I don't, I mean, you're probably the same as me. I don't really fit on like a Frontier or a Spirit flight, but see, in front of me is wedged against my knees, so.
2 hours. 2 hours, I can deal. I'll go hang out with the people in the kitchen and, do my
stretches. Yeah, sure, it's true.
Hey, this is a pretty good and I think like really informative session. You can say no, I'm not, no pressure at all. But if we release this as a podcast, it's like a kind of a sneak peek and a good idea for people. Like I said, I'm 10, don't have to, but could we release it with your permission?
I think that'd be cool. Yeah. I'm sure there's other people that need the help. Same similar situations. So,
yeah. Well, all right. Great. Yeah. It was a good combo. I think like people can learn from the goals that we set, and then especially coaches who are looking at their unique problems, and then are you counting the reps that you get? If that's your problem, how much you're actually doing it to fix it?
Yeah. Because you could go to those like 2 hour trainings where your four people are doing the drill, and you realize, oh, I did 5 minutes worth of work, and I thought I put in 2 hours. It's like it's so easy to like think you're doing way more than you are, especially if your whole is service-y. So
yeah,
makes a lot of sense.
All right. Cool, Ryan. Yeah. Then we'll probably get it up next week and it'll be helpful to people. I appreciate that.
Cool. Yeah. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck. Post on the group that you're doing it. Because then once you do, other people in the program, that might fire them up as well. to know that there's a bunch of people doing that. And then I'll, nice. I'll get in there and I'll comment on it and cool. make it a goal for everybody.
Sweet. Will do.
Yeah, I'll get that posted out.
Sweet.
All right, man.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
We love this week.
Take care.
Thanks. Appreciate it.